WOKO time is 8 o'clock, and it's time for Yankee Baseball. And right now, the fan drives, and we will have the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. August the 9th, pitched one inning, and on August the 10th, and pitched to one batter and gave up a walk. In his last outing at Washington in relief, he worked an inning in the third, gave up one hit, one walk, struck out one. His last start, the Red Sox got him out in the second inning. Eli Gerber who was credited with a win in relief over the Senators August 20th in his last outing is all set to work. Louis Aparicio batting 271, right-hand hitter up. McDougal shortens up at third. Eli Gerber, right-hander, goes to the windup, and the first pitch of the game is in there. Strike one, fastball. Nothing in one. Al Lopez has arranged his lineup in his old-fashioned manner with Aparicio leading off and Fox to follow. Put Landis down the eighth spot. Gerber gets the sign. Into the windup and the pitch. Inside for a ball, one and one. The Yankees have won 10 and the White Sox 8. The White Sox have taken 5 out of 9 here, while the Yankees have won 6 out of 9 there. One ball, one strike. Outfield straight away. Gerber to the windup and the pitch to Dewey. Swung on, ground ball hits it short. Boyer scoops it up, throws on to first in time, and there's one away. Aparicio grounds out to short. Nelson Fox coming up. He's hitting 271. Roy Sievers on deck. Tony Cuccinello, coaching at third, and Don Gutteridge at first. Outfield, shading Fox toward left, in center and left, straightaway right. Ferrer's in right field tonight. Kubek in left. Eli Gerber's pitch in there for a strike. Nothing and one. McDougal has to play Fox in close at third. Depending on the pitch, of course, Nelly occasionally will try and pull the ball. He goes with the pitch mostly, and if he gets the outside pitch, tries to drive it by a drawn in third baseman. Gerber ready. Here's the one strike offering. Swung on. There's the ball. It was pulled right. There's Barrow back to the fence, and he can't get it. The ball bounds off his glove, and Fox, on his way to second, rounds it, on his way to third, and he's in there with three bases. He pulled the ball over Yogi's head. Yogi's not playing him very deep and right. And Yogi reached up as he got back to the fence, and seemed to bounce off his glove or hit the barrier behind him. Fox is on third with a triple. His 10th three-bagger. And now Roy Sievers comes up. Batting 311. On third, one out. Gerber to the windup, and the pitch in there. Strike one. Nothing in one. No balls. One strike. On third, one away. The windup by Gerber, and the pitch is inside for a ball, one and one. One ball, one strike. Fastball, and he pulled it. He was going for the long one and hit it over Yogi's head. The 1-1 pitch. It's low for a ball, 2-1. Both of the last two pitches have been right around the strike zone. Trying to cut it fine with the hard-hitting Sievers. A 2-1 count on Roy. Eli Gerber ready. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it is swung on and missed. Strike two. Disturbing. Two balls, two strikes. A 2-2 count. On third, one out. Gerber to the windup. Here's the pitch, and Sievers swings and fouls it back up here onto the netting. Count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Manny Minosa on deck. One out. Eli Gerber ready. Fox moves off the bag at third. the windup. Here's the pitch, and Seavers held off of a low breaking curve. He just held off in time. The full count, 3-2. It's a good pitch. That is good for a batter like Seavers. You can't throw the fat one up there. Full count. Eli Gerber taking no time. He's ready for the 3-2 pitch. Fox on third. The windup and the pitch. High ball four, and Seavers draws the walk. Runners on first and third. One out, and the batter, Manny Minoso, hitting 308. Gene Freeze on deck. Now, Tony Cuccinello calls Minoso down to him. Have a quick conversation, and Minnie's back in hitting position. On third, Seavers on first with one out in the first inning. Gerber into the stretch. And the pitch. It's low, ball one. Many is leading White Sox run batted in. Player with 82. Fox on third, Seavers on first, one out. Gerber into the stretch. Now the pitch to Minoso. Swung on and missed, strike one. Trying to ride that one to right field. One ball, one strike. Sox putting the pressure to Gerber right off the bat. One ball, one strike. Runners lead away from first and third. Throw to first. Seavers is back. Scarron returns the ball to Gerber. Eli again ready. And the pitch. Swung on it. Missed. Strike two. 1-2. Many fighting at a low pitch. 1-2 the count. Many is a little angered with himself, moves out of the batter's box, grabs a handful of dirt and slams it down. Back into hitting position now. A 1-2 count on Minoso. Fox on third, Seavers on first, one out, first inning. Gerber into the stretch. Now the pitch. Curve is hit slowly down the third baseline. Foul. Count remains 1-2. Again, we're set. Minoso, Dixon guarding the plate. Leans in close to it anyway. Fox leads off third. Seavers off first. Once again, the stretch. Here's the pitch, and it is into the dirt out in front of the plate. Seavers goes on down to second. The throw down, and he is safe. Fox holds his third. On a ball that is bounced in front of the plate, Howard blocked it. Couldn't locate it immediately. Seavers, who had a good lead away, then broke on to second. Howard saw Fox breaking on back to third and then threw, but could not get Seavers. And it would probably be called a wild pitch. It is a wild pitch. And runners on second and third, one out. The fourth double play situation is now removed. Two men in scoring position. Gerber ready, end of the full windup. Here's the delivery, and Minosa takes a curve outside for ball three. Gene Freese on deck. Full count on Minnie. Fox on third, Sievers on second. Over to the windup, and the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, little tap out in front of the plate, and the throw is to first, and Fox holds third, and Seaver second. As Gerber came in, grabbed the ball, Howard couldn't get to it, but he hollered first base because he saw Fox wasn't heading home. So Minosa is retired. Gerber to Scarron with no advance. Fox would have had the play on him at the plate with Gerber coming in. Howard backed up, so Fox, I don't know whether he could have come off a little ways and then broken for the plate when the throw went to first or what, but he did not advance. And here's Gene Freese up, batting .279. Runners on second and third, two out. Freese, the right-hand hitter. Gerber's pitch outside, ball one. Smith is on deck. Runners lead away from second and third. The windup, here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one, one and one. Fastball inside on him. Hard out there in the first of the first. Fox leading away from third, Sievers from second. And the windup. And the 1-1 pitch swung on, bounce, deep to short. The long throw to Scott, bounce away. Here comes Sievers into the plate behind Fox. And Freese is on his way to second. And it's 2-0 Chicago. It's an error all the way. Base hit and an error. It's 2-0 Chicago. Freese hit the ball by McDougal into the hole. Boyer went over to his right field of the ball, was off balance, made a long throw, bounced to first base, and off the glove of Scarron. It's a hit and an error. One run batted in. And an error charged to Boyer on the throw, enabling Sievers also to score behind Fox, and Smith, or rather Freese, to take second. And that brings up Al Smith, hitting .326. 2-0, Chicago. Eli Gerber ready. And the pitch. Low outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Lawler is on deck. Eli Gerber ready, and the pitch is low, bounces into the dirt, ball two. Al Smith leading the league in hitting with .326. Nothing. Favor of Chicago. It's the first inning. Gene Freese leading away from second. Now the delivery. Swung on and fouled off to the left of the plate over into the White Sox dugout. Gerber has a new ball to work with and then decides to change it. Two balls, one strike. Gerber ready once more. And the pitch to Smith. Swung on. There's a base hit into center. Here comes Freese around third. And he heads for home, comes in to score. And it's 3-0 in favor of Chicago. As Smith singles to center. Driving in his 60th run of the season. And now coming up is Sherman Lawler. Lawler hitting .267. Three runs in for the White Sox in the first inning. Sherm Lawler, the seventh man in the order. Al Smith on first, two outs. Smitty with the lead. We'll watch him in. So is Gerber. He throws over to first base. Eli to the stretch. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike. Curveball. Nothing in one. No balls. One strike. Another throw to first. Smith is back. Into the stretch. Smith with the lead. The pitch swung on, bounced foul down the third baseline. Two strikes now on Lawler. Three runs in for Chicago. Gerber taking his time for a moment. Little landscaping out in front of the rubber. Now he's set. Looks in to get the sign from Howard. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on, a bouncer hit out to short. Boyer flips over to Richardson, forcing Smith, and the side is retired. Three runs. One, two, three hits. One error and one left on. At the end of the first half, the first inning, the White Sox 3, the Yankees nothing.
To be crisp, a beer must be ice to be nice. With two lager flavors, precisely right. Lively, golden, crystally clear, the crisp refresher.
The first inning. Al Lopez just gone out to the mound. Billy Pierce warmed up. There was a question before the game as to whether he'd be able to start or not. He has a little bit of an injury. A little soreness, I believe, somewhere at the base of his spine. But he warmed up. Casey would not make up his lineup until he could see who would be the starting pitcher. And so then Casey had to make his lineup. And Casey now is coming out and says, you got to pitch to one batter. And then Charlie Berry said no. And here comes Early Wynn in from the bullpen. Is that earn you win? So Casey was wondering whether the White Sox were trying to pull a switch on him, and Casey finally had to go with a batting order for a left-hand pitcher. Coming in. Now Casey goes over to talk to Charlie Berry. And early wind is coming in. Still going at it. The pitcher instead of Pierce. Normally you have to pitch to one batter, but in the case of injury. Now here comes Al Lopez out. Charlie Berry's talking to him. Kubek is coming up. Win is 1-9, lost 8. Kubek hitting 284. 3-0 in favor of the White Sox. Win into the windup and the pitch. It's in there for a strike, curveball, nothing and one. One strike. And the next pitch swung on to a high fly ball into center field. Jim Landis is under it, makes the catch, and there is one away. Now Gil McDougal, batting 264, steps up with Yogi Berra on deck. Nothing Chicago. It's the last of the first. Win into the windup. Here's the pitch. Curveball over. Strike one. Now the next delivery. Curveball outside. According to the rules, the pitcher named in the batting order handed the umpire-in-chief shall pitch to the first batter or any substitute batter until such batter is put out or reaches first base. More to it. The 1-1 pitch swung on, lined into center field for a base hit. Lowe comes back in the box, and up comes Yogi Berra. McDougal singles to center. Berra hitting 303. Says in effect that the starting pitcher must pitch to at least one batter. A unless the pitcher sustains injury or illness, which in the judgment of the umpire-in-chief incapacitates him from pitching. Here's Barrow. Early wind of the stretch. One away. The delivery to Yogi is outside. Ball one. At any time any pitcher is replaced, he must also pitch to at least one batter. Unless the substitute pitcher sustains injury or illness, which in the umpire-in-chief's judgment incapacitates him for further play as a pitcher. Early wins delivery is low outside. Ball two, two and nothing. White Sox three and the Yankees nothing. First inning. Balls, no strikes. McDougal off first. And the delivery. It's in there. Strike one, two and one. Casey was talking about this for the game. He made his lineup out the last moment. Win ready. Checks the runner. The pitch to Barra. Swung on and hit foul down the third baseline. Strike two. 2-2. He said he wanted to see who's going to pitch, and Billy Pierce was warming up. And completed warming up. In the meantime, Wynn was down the bullpen getting ready. Casey had to give a lineup to the umpire. And when Pierce went out to warm up to pitch the last of the first, ailment apparently acted up on him. And in came Wynn, who was ready. Now the big right-hander's pitch is outside. Ball three, three and two. Full count on Barra. Away with one out. Now there goes Gill. The pitch is swung on and popped up foul. Freeze moves over under it and makes the catch, and McDougal retreats to first. Barra fouls out to Freeze. With two down, up comes Mickey Mantle hitting 275. 3-0 Chicago. It's the last half of the first inning. Pitch to Mantle. High outside, ball one. Minosa is in left, Landis in center, and Smith in right. Freeze third, Aparicio short, Fox second, Seavers first, and Lawler catching. Early Wynn doing the pitching. Two down. And the 1-0 pitch to Mantle is high for ball two. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Delivers, and the pitch is low and inside. Ball three. Mantle started to swing and held off. Three balls, no strikes. Aparicio is playing almost right at that second base back deep. He can move in behind the bag and over to the first base side. A 3-0 count, two away. Early wind delivers, and the ball is outside. Ball four. Mantle walks. McDougal moves to second, and up comes Scarlett, batting 312. White Sox 3, the Yankees nothing in the first inning. Leads away from first and second, two down, and the pitch swung on to high pop out back of second. Aparicio is under it, waiting, and makes the catch, and the side's retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left on. At the end of the first inning, the White Sox 3, the Yankees nothing. Tomorrow afternoon, the game has been played under protest. Casey has entered a protest. However, I at the moment don't know what it's based on. I know what it generally was based on. That is the switch of pitchers. But unless there's some item involved that we're not familiar with at the moment, the rule is specific in saying the pitcher named in the batting order and to the umpire in chief shall pitch to the first batter or any substitute batter until such batter is put out or reaches first base, unless the pitcher sustains injury or illness which in the judgment of the umpire in chief incapacitates him from pitching. Billy Pierce apparently was incapacitated. And in the judgment of Charlie Berry, he so thought and allowed the pitching switch according to the rule. Now, there may be some other factor involved that we do not know about as yet. Meantime, on which Casey may have based his protest. Meantime, here's Jim Landis as we go to the second inning. Right-hand batter pitches inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Landis hitting 245. Eli Gerba's pitch is inside and high. Ball two, 2-0. Detroit leading Baltimore 1-0 at the end of an inning. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch. It's in there, strike one, 2-1. One delivery. Low ball three, 3-1. Early win will be the next batter. Then Louis Aparicio. The 3-1 delivery. It's low for ball four, and Landis walks. Second pass issued by Gerba. Early wind will be coming to bat. Hitting 211. 12 for 57. Landis has 19 stolen bases. So always bears watching. Aparicio, by the way, is 37. 3-0 in favor of Chicago. Wynn batting left-handed against Yerba. McDougal charging the plate. And the pitch. It's bunted out in front of the plate. Howard up the ball, throws down to second, and he misses him. And all hands are safe. The throw sailed on Boyer, pulled him off the bag. And when Landis rounded the bag, Boyer tried to sneak back to tag him, but Landis eluded the tag. So on the bunt and the fielder's choice play, all hands are safe. So it is a sacrifice and fielder's choice. All hands are safe. And the batter now is Louis Aparicio. Aparicio grounded to short in the first inning. Runners on first and second, nobody out. 3-0 Chicago in the second inning. The pitch is bunted toward third. McDougal up with it, throws over to first to Richardson covering for the out. Advancing Landis to third and Wynn to second. Now the batter is Nelson Fox, who started things off for the White Sox in the first inning with a triple over Yogi's head in right field. Two men in scoring position, one out. Fox up and Seavers to follow. McDougal and Scourin shorten up, and now Casey wants the infield in. He's got Richardson back. The pitch is swung on and popped foul, coming back out of play. One strike on Fox. Casey has Richardson playing back deep. McDougal and Scourin at the corners. And Boyer halfway at short. Runners lead away from second and third. The pitch to Fox swung on. They fly ball into right field. Landis goes to third to tag. Yogi makes the catch. They throw to the plate, and Landis is held at third on Yogi's throw. It was a fly ball and a very short right. Landis held up. I'm wondering, without a 3-0 lead, how they would have played that. He was one out already, and what with Seavers coming up. In other words, Lopez, I guess, figured with a 3-run lead, or Cuccinello, gambling on maybe not getting one, but getting more. Here's the pitch, and it's in there for a strike. That sounds like an odd statement. Gamble on not getting any and getting the chance of getting more than one. Gerber to the windup, and the pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Landis on third, early went on second. Two outs, 3-0 Chicago, second inning. Here's the pitch. High fastball, the count is 2-1. A 2-1 count on Roy Seavers. Seavers just four behind Minosa in the RBI department. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two, 2-2. Minosa has appeared in 119 games and Seavers in 99. And some of those 99, Roy has just pinch hitter, too. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and two on. Second inning. White Sox 3. The Yankees, nothing. Landis on third and Wynn on second. Gerber to the windup. Here's the pitch. In there, close. Strike three. And the side is retired. No runs. No hits. No errors. at the end of an inning and a half, Chicago 3 and New York nothing. Sievers didn't agree with the call on that pitch. But then there are folks who disagree on a lot of things. It takes two teams to make a game, and folks root for both sides. People have preferences. Along those same lines, I know a lot of you have a preference as to the type of glass you like your beer served in. That's a matter of personal taste, of course. No runs. No hits. No errors. And two men left on. At the end of an inning and a half, Chicago 3 and New York nothing. Sievers didn't agree with the call on that pitch. But then there are folks who disagree on a lot of things. It takes two teams to make a game, and folks root for both sides. People have preferences. Along those same lines, I know a lot of you have a preference as to the type of glass you like your beer served in. That's a matter of personal taste, of course. But what really counts is what's in the glass. And there's one beer that delivers top taste and refreshment in any glass. And, you know, I mean the Chris Professor Ballantine beer. That golden Ballantine is mighty refreshing. And when it comes to flavor, Ballantine's the light beer with true lager flavor. It proves a beer can be truly light and still give you all the downright delicious lager beer flavor you want. That's the reason Ballantine beer is the crisp refresher. So enjoy the one beer that tastes great anytime in any glass. Light, delicious Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. In the last half of the second inning, Elston Howard comes up. Leaf Boyer on deck and Bobby Richardson to follow. Early win during the pitching in place of Billy Pierce, who warmed up, got ready to pitch, but was ailing and had to depart. Wind to the windup and the pitch. Swung on and popped straight up into the air. Foul. Here comes Lawler back under it at the screen and makes the catch. One away. Now Cleet Boyer comes up hitting 260. Bobby Richardson on deck. Early win shut out Kansas City. August 19th, 10 to nothing. The delivery is high for a ball. And that put him over the 500 mark for the first time this season. The pitch is high for a ball, 2-0. Double check that. He beat the Yankees 5-3 on May the 20th to give him a 2-1 record. And he fell to 2-2 to 2-3 and never caught up to 500 for a while until July 31st. Here's the pitch, and it's in there for a strike. He was 7-7, then dropped to 7-8, then went to 8-8 and 9-8. Now the pitch to Boyer, swung on and hit foul out of play to the left of the plate. Strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 3-0 Chicago, last of the second. And the pitch is in there for call strike three. Boyer looks the third one over. And out comes Bobby Richardson. Batting 253. Swings to the windup. Around comes the right arm, and the pitch is a curve that's tapped toward the mound. Wynn up to the ball, throws on to first in time, and the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. The end of two innings, Chicago, three runs, three hits, no errors. And the Yankees, no runs, one hit, one error. We pause for station identification.
This is Quality Modern, WOKO 1460 on your dial in Albany, New York. The correct time is 3 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
The White Sox are here tomorrow afternoon, game time 2 o'clock. Robert Dittmar pitching for New York. Early win was the announced pitcher tomorrow. But since he had to pitch tonight, with Pierce incapacitated, I don't know whether Billy would be all right to pitch tomorrow or not. We just have to wait and see. In the meantime, we go to the third inning with the White Sox leading 3-0. Minosa, Priest, and Smith coming up. Minnie tapped to the mound in the first inning, hitting 307. Eli Gerber to the windup, and the pitch is low, ball one. One ball, no strike. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. 1-1. Sox took advantage of some faulty defensive play in the first inning. Four or three runs across the plate. Gerber delivers to Minnie. Swings and hits a line drive right back to Gerber. A wicked liner. Gerber has the glove out, and the ball just struck in there. Another one away. And up comes Gene Freeze, hitting 281. There was a hot one, boy. Freeze singled to deep short in the first inning. The pitch is swung on and fouled back up here for a strike. Down in the third. Gerber's delivery is bunted, and it's a beauty. Gerber over, throws to first, and it's got him. Got him. Moose had his foot on the bag. On a beautiful play. Eli Gerber grabbed the bunt, threw off balance. Moose shifted off the bag. Kept his foot on to retire free. Al Smith. From the stands, it did not appear that way. That's why the fans are reacting. But Don Gutteridge, coaching at first, didn't kick on it. Here's the delivery to Smitty. It's outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. Smith batting 327. Now the pitch. And it's low. Smith singled to center in the first inning. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0 delivery is in there for a strike. 2-1. Next delivery swung on, bounced over the head of the pitcher out to second, and it's lost by Richardson. He boots it for an error, and Smith is aboard. Al Smith boots it. Richardson boots it, rather. Al Smith is safe, and up comes Sherm Lawler, who grounded to short in the first inning. batting 265. With two away, we'll watch Smitty to see whether he's trying to steal or not. Eli Gerber to the stretch. And the pitch is low outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Outfield straight away. Gerber ready. Throws over to first. Smith's back. Eli to the stretch. Smith with the lead. And the pitch. It's over. Strike one. One and one. One ball, one strike. Two away. Gerber to the stretch. Smith with the lead. No further off. A throw over and he's back. Again, Smith dances off. And the pitch. Changeup is in the area in the left center. Here's Kubek coming on, and Kubek makes the catch. Side is retired. No runs, no hits, one error, one left on. At the end of 2.5 innings of play, Chicago 3, New York nothing. In favor of the White Sox. Eli Gerber comes up. Tony Kubek and Gil McDougal to follow. Early wind of the windup and the pitch swung on and fouled back. Strike one. Eli's had 4 for 18. The next pitch, and it's high for a ball, one and one. One ball, one strike, 3-0. Chicago leads, last to the third. Wins delivery, swung on and missed. Strike two, one and two. Taking his time, starts his windup. Around comes the right arm, in comes the pitch, and it is swung on and missed. Strike three. One away. Early win recording his second strikeout. Tony Kubek, batting 283, flied to center in the first inning. And the pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, no strike. Now the pitch. And it's in there for a strike, one and one. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch to Kubek. Swung on, lined in the right field for a base hit. Al Smith up the ball, throws it back in to Fox, and Kubek is aboard for the Yankees' second hit of the game. Single to right. Up comes Gil McDougal to single to center in the first inning for the first hit. Yogi Berra on deck. One out, White Sox leading 3-0, third inning. Early win ready. They pitch to Gill, low outside, ball one. One ball, no strike. Win into the stretch. Checks the runner, Tony Kubek, pitches to McDougal. It's over, strike one, one and one. One ball, one strike. Win once more to the stretch. Here's the delivery, and it's low for ball two, two and one. Balls, one strike. Early win once more to the stretch. And the delivery. Swung on, foul to the right of the plate, out of play into the upper deck. 2-2. Balls, two strikes. The right-hander ready. Kubek leads away. The pitch outside the ball three. Three and two. A full count. Who have been playing a step behind Kubek, now is on the bag with him. Wynn steps off the rubber. A full count on Gil McDougal. One out, last of the third. 3-0 Chicago. Wynn into the stretch. Kubek leads away. There goes Tony. The pitch is swung on. It hit into the air into straightaway center. Landis under it, makes the catch, and Kubek retreats to first. McDougal drives out to Landis in center field. Up comes Yogi Berra, who fouled out to Gene Freese, back a third in the first inning. Berra's hitting 302. Yogi's passing time of day with Lawler. Now we're ready to play ball. Two outs. Fox back on the grass, way over into the first base hole. Time is called. Yogi steps out. Win once again to the stretch. Check Kubek. Here's the pitch to Berra. And it's high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. two down in the third. Early win all set. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled off upstairs. A 1-1 count. One ball, one strike. Ready once more, and the 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled to the right of the plate. Strike two. 1-2. Two strikes, two outs. Tony Kubek on first base. Early win pitching to Yogi Berra. 3-0 Chicago. Win ready to work. Delivers, and Yogi swings and misses. He went for a fastball high outside. And the side retired. No runs. One hit. No errors. And one man left on. At the end of three innings, Chicago, three runs, three hits, no errors. And New York, no runs, two hits, and two errors. Some demonstrators have run onto the field and are being quickly trapped by stadium police. They had some sort of sign, and two signs, in fact. They are demonstrators with signs in Spanish. I didn't get a chance to read them exactly, but a whole group of them suddenly bolted on the field and are being escorted. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, must have been 8 or 10 of them. As they ran out with these two banners, Gerber got caught in one of them. And, boy, I'll tell you, the stadium attendants went into action in a hurry. These were demonstrators who are now being removed from the game. Can't tell you what the banners had to say because they never got a chance to string them out. There's one fellow whose head is shaved completely. That they're bringing back in. Must have been somewhere between 8 to 12 of them. And by your leave, we shall continue the game. Which at the end of three innings has the White Sox out in front by a score of 3-0. Well, I don't know what that was all about, but you just sit back and enjoy some Valentine beer, the crisp refresher. Stay with them. Jim Landis leads off in the fourth. Got the fans wondering. Here's Landis. Right-hand batter, and the pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, no strike. Eli Gerber pitching to Landis, who walked in the second inning. The delivery swung on, hit foul, out of play beyond first in the upper deck. A 1-1 count. Just all of a sudden, these people bolted out of the to the left of the Yankee dugout as you face the field. And they had these huge banners which they had painted up. They were obviously demonstrators of some kind, and what their message was. The 1-1 pitch swung on and missed, strike two. I'll say this, the stadium police worked pretty rapidly, and they never got a chance to pull the banners. And now some of the men are getting a hand as they come back. They are. Listen, how about that? The stadium police are getting a hand. Now the pitch is high and inside. 2-2. They did a great job. And they're applauding them all along the line as they walk back to their posts. The 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Landis strikes out. Early win is coming up. Wynn sacrificed in the second inning. Wynn bats him left-handed against right-handed pitching. Gerber to the windup, and the delivery is low and inside. Ball one. 3-0 Chicago. It's the first of the fourth. Now the pitch. Swung on, bounced toward second. Two hops to Richardson. Goes over to Scarron. And there are two away. Two up and two down in the fourth inning. White Sox leading 3-0. The leadoff man, Louis Aparicio, comes to bat. Grounded to short and sacrificed. The White Sox got their three runs in the first inning for any who may have tuned in late. When with one out, Fox pulled the ball over the head of Yogi Berra in right field. Yogi just failed to back up in time. Ball went for a triple. Seavers walked. Moved to second on a short pass ball while Fox held third. And they both held as Minosa tapped to the mound. Here's the pitch to Aparicio for a ball. And then Freese grounded past McDougal's with Poirier fielding the ball in behind him, attempted to throw him out. Went for a base hit, also an error on the throw. Two runs scored. Freese went to second, scored on Smith's single. Next pitch is swung on, a ground ball hit wide of first. Gerber a little late getting over, takes the toss, and it's safe. And Freese beat it. Louis beats out the roller to Scarron. When Gerber, you can see him a little late getting over. And Louis got there ahead of the toss. So he's on first base with two outs. Fox up, and Aparicio has stolen 37 bases, and with two outs, I imagine folks would be surprised they didn't try to steal it. Fans like to see him go. Well, the left-hand hitter up, blocking the catcher's view, that helps Louis Ott get a little more of the jump. He doesn't need too much of it. He's ready to go. There he goes. The pitch is taken. The throw down, and he is out of second. Out of three rounds. Louis Aparicio has tossed out Howard Trebojer. The fourth time that Aparicio has been thrown out in 41 attempts. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on. At the end of 3.5 innings, Chicago 3, New York nothing. Well, that's the kind of play that everybody in the house knows is going to take place. You don't always know whether he's going to do it or not. But as the records show, he's stolen 37 bases in 41 attempts. That was only the fourth time he was tossed out. By the way, next time you stop by your friendly tavern, how about stopping in and really refresh yourself with a beer that offers lightness plus flavor. All you do is make the three-ring sign and ask the man for Ballantine. The search for pressure. Mickey Mantle at bat in the last half of the fourth inning. Early wind of the windup. The pitch is high. Ball one. Mantle hitting 275. Drew a walk in the first inning. Garin on deck and Howard to follow. White Sox leading 3-0. Now the pitch. High, ball two. 2-0. Balls, no strikes. Here's the 2-0 pitch. It's high, ball three, 3-0. A 3-0 count. Ball four, Mantle walks. Passes issued by Early Wind, both to Mantle, and up comes Bill Garin. Pops to short in the first inning. Moose hitting 311. Early Wind checks the runner. Mantle leading away. The pitch. Garin swings and misses. Strike one. Nothing at one. Nothing Chicago. It's the last of the fourth. Win into the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back up here. Two strikes. Detroit leading Baltimore 1-0 end of five innings. Boston leading Cleveland 2-0 end of four. Detroit leading Baltimore 1-0 and the 5.5 right now. Regan and Pappas, the pitchers. Win ready for the two-strike pitch to the Moose. Here it is. A count, high and inside, 1-2. Red Sox 2, Cleveland 0 and the 4, Muffet and Locke. Works homeward to the 4th. Kansas City 1, Washington 0 and the 5, Hall and Traley. One ball, two strikes on Bill Scott. Mantle leads away. Wind delivers, and Moose swings and fouls it back into the press box. In the National League, Philadelphia-St. Louis scoreless end of an inning and a half, Conley and Sadecki. Pittsburgh beat Chicago this afternoon, 8-3, Haddock beat Ellsworth. Cincinnati's at San Francisco, Milwaukee, Los Angeles tonight. One ball, two strikes. Into the stretch. Mantle leads away from first. Here's the pitch. There goes Mantle. The pitch out. The throw. And Mickey is safe. Mantle steals second. Mantle's 12th stolen base in 15 attempts. A 2-2 count on Scarron. Fox darting over. Wynn looking around. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Garin strikes out. Four strikeouts for Wynn. Now coming up is Elston Howard, who fouled out to the catcher in the second inning. Batting 263. Wynn's delivery. She is swung on, grounded to short, and the play is to first base. Howard retired. Aparicio to Severs. Two down. And up comes Cleet Boyer. Took a third strike in the second inning. Baltimore just got two runs in the sixth inning. The go ahead of Detroit, 2-1, to end of six. Two out, Mantle on third. Fourth inning, 3-0, Chicago. Wynn into the windup, and the pitch to Boyer, high, ball one. The 1-0 pitch. It's outside, ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Wynn delivers to Boyer. In there, strike one, 2-1. The 2-1 pitch to Boyer. Swung on and fouled back. Strike two. 2-2. Last of the fourth, 3-0 in favor of the White Sox. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And the side is retired. And Wynn passes Plank. And the strikeout. With 2,113. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on, 10 to 4 innings. The White Sox, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. The Yankees, no runs, 2 hits, and 2 errors. And now this is Bob Delaney, and we're on the go again with the rest of the game brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your neighborhood Atlantic dealer. The folks who keep your car on the go.
Atlantic, keep your car on the go. Pleasure in any kind of weather, Atlantic keeps your car on the go.
When you want to go places and do things, what a pleasure your driving can be.
For quality products and not service, your Atlantic dealer is a plan to see. Atlantic keeps your car on the go, 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 go. Keep on the go with Atlantic.
Who has beaten Chicago twice this year and selected by Casey to open this big series, which is the last time Chicago is in town this year. The final game at the stadium is tomorrow afternoon at 2:00. And with Wynn pitching tonight, that means it'll be score for Chicago tomorrow against Art Dittmar. So that is a real big one. See you tomorrow here at the stadium. Last year's most valuable player, Nelson Fox. Hitting 272. In a crouch with a left-hand hitter. Works well up on the wood. Gets in and steps out. Swings and errors. A drive to Dickerson. Comes up with behind second. Throws to first. And Sean picks him up with a low throw. And Fox is on. Bobby went behind second base. It is a base hit to Fox. His throw to first was into the dirt. Sean could not sweep it. I don't think it would have been time had he. And it is a base hit for Fox to get him 2-for-3. Single back to second. There are not many second basemen who would have even touched the ball. Now we have Stevers, who has simply picked up Chicago and carried the ball club this year. They got him from Washington. Sat around for a while, and finally Lopez in desperation said, well, with this guy's swing and his record, I'm just going to put him in there and let him play. And Stevers really has done the job. Throw to first, nothing doing. Throw to first, box back. Stevers for the year after a short start is hitting at 310. Over his last 30 games, he's hitting 336. Swings and grounds his foul outside third base. Stevens is knocked in 78. Topped only by Minoso's 82. A 23 home run for the lead on the ball club. Nothing in favor of Chicago. And their opening hitter Fox is on with a single back of second. Stevens with a strike again. Right hand hitter. Quiet bat, meaning he doesn't move it. Till he swings. There's a curve, low outside. Howard throws down to first base. Nothing doing there.
The pitchers all one. One and one. Tony Cuccinello coaching at third. Don Guthrie coaching at first. Cowan, Richardson, Boyer, and Mike Dougal, the Yankee infield, with Kubek, Mantle, and Bell on right. Maris's rib still hurt him. He can't swing. While he's in uniform, he's unable to play. Howard back at the plate. 1-1 pitch. Low. A slider to the outside. Ball two. 2-1. Charlie Berry, who is the senior umpire now in the American League, is back at the plate. Knapp at first. Stewart at second. Newmont is at third. Texas on a box. But you a curve, go outside and see the go for it. Don't do. Roy walked in the first inning and took a third strike. We're in the second. Pitcher swung on a half swing and a foul outside first base on the ground. 3-2. Well, and Johnny Berry, driver of the scoreboard, 3-2. Johnny Berry is indicating 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Not a full count. Gerber, who works rather deliberately, now has the sign from Howard. Comes set. Pitches. Change of pace high inside, and it is now ball three, strike two. Very high slow pitch. Remind you, as Merrill pointed out to you at the early stages, that Stengel has announced that he's playing this game under protest. Three, two pitch. Cross strike three. There goes Fox. And he screws it at second base. And for the second straight time, Stevens hit him. Now Richardson comes over to Corson to umpire Stewart. The Fox should be out. Don has come down. They double off the mound. Now Howard is out there. That Stewart thought it was ball four and made no call, and now he is ruling when the Yankees protest that Fox is out. Now it is the White Sox turn to protest. Fox, now DeLoco is out there. And Stewart looked into Berry, and Berry gave him the strike three sign. And now Cuccinello, Fox is out. Well, that's what it was. Howard to Richardson. And Stewart made no rule, thinking that it was ball four. And then when the Yankees claimed that they had him out, that it was not ball four, but strike three at the plate, he then said Fox is out. Let's see, Loco is still out there. The White Sox manager, we have a double play. Two men are out. Nobody on. And so we have had very good weather, but we've had storms flying all over the playing field. First single put on one in the middle of the first inning. And lodged his protest. Now Lopez trots away.
two out, nobody on.
Well, we're having it all tonight. 3-0 Chicago. That's a funny one. They pitch to Minoso. Their fastball over for a call strike. The strikeout was the third for Gerber. The 116th double play for the Yankees. Both Gerber's over, strike two. Mini has drawn 0 for 2. Hitting 307. Big right-hander delivers. Change of pace, which is hit half speed down to short. Boyer up with it. There's the throw. In time, and Minoso is retired. No run, one hit, nobody left. And the score at the end of 4.5. Chicago 3 and New York nothing.
Not too many years ago, a lot of people had to draw their water by hand with an old-fashioned pump. Now, that's getting water the hard way. And you'd be surprised, though, even today, some jobs are still being done the hard way, like cleaning the carburetor of your car, for example. The hard way is to have an experienced mechanic take your carburetor apart and clean it by hand. But now there's an easy way. Atlantic Imperial Gasoline actually cleans your carburetor as you drive. You see, as Atlantic Imperial flows through your carburetor, it loosens and dissolves harmful deposits that have formed on the inside wall, gradually washes them away. And what's more, Atlantic Imperial's protective action keeps them from forming again. Today, more and more people are using Atlantic Imperial gasoline. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
They pitch to Minoso. Their fastball over for a call strike. The strikeout was the third for Gerber. The 116th double play for the Yankees. Well, Gerber's over, strike two. Mini has drawn 0 for 2. Hitting 307. Big right-hander delivers. Change of pace, which is hit half speed down to short. Boyer up with it. There's the throw. In time, and Minoso is retired. No run. One hit. Nobody left. And the score at the end of 4.5. Chicago 3 and New York nothing.
Not too many years ago, a lot of people had to draw their water by hand with an old-fashioned pump. Now, that's getting water the hard way. And you'd be surprised, though, even today, some jobs are still being done the hard way, like cleaning the carburetor of your car, for example. The hard way is to have an experienced mechanic take your carburetor apart and clean it by hand. But now there's an easy way. Atlantic Imperial Gasoline actually cleans your carburetor as you drive. You see, as Atlantic Imperial flows through your carburetor, it loosens and dissolves harmful deposits that have formed on the inside wall, gradually washes them away. And what's more, Atlantic Imperial's protective action keeps them from forming again. Today, more and more people are using Atlantic Imperial gasoline. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Years old. Yeah. 1-9, lost 8. 1-6 of his last 7 decisions. Striking out 5 tonight. He has passed Eddie Plank's all-time total, and he now stands ninth among all big league pitchers in total strikeouts. 2,113. And here is Richardson in the pitcher's spot. In the leadoff spot, last of the fifth inning, 3-0 Chicago. Wynn delivers, and Bobby takes an outside curve. Ball one. Christian hits back to the mound, and Wynn threw him out. Second inning. Bobby hitting 252. Third ball is over for a strike. Big if you're wondering about why Tingle has protested this game, is playing it under protest. It centers about wind. Third is hit in outside third base. Just foul. That ball was hooking and just went outside third base. One ball, two strikes. Manager Lopez said all the time that his starting pitcher was going to be Billy Pierce. And then when the ball club got to the park tonight, he sent word to KC that it would be either Pierce, who had pulled a muscle half in his leg at Cleveland, or else it would be Wynn if Pierce was physically unable to go. See, the 1-2 pitch. Curve is swung up, popped to first baseman Stevens, who's under on the line, just across the line, foul down for the up. And here's Gerber coming up to hit for himself. Struck out, didn't he? So, Pierce warmed up. Tingle had two batting orders made out. One, if it were Pierce, and the other, if it were Wynn. Then, when the manager came out with that batting charge, it was still Pierce as the pitcher. So, Tingle put in the batting order he had ready for Pierce, the left-hander. Meantime, while the White Sox are making three runs in the top of the first inning, Wynn was in the bullpen. As a pitch high, ball one. Pierce went out to the mound to pitch to the first Yankee hitter, but never threw a pitch. He threw a couple of warmers, and then Lopez went out, and Pierce said apparently that they hit hurt him, so he took him out and brought in Wynn, and that's the single largest protest, saying that there was something odoriferous in a certain Scandinavian country. One ball, one strike to Gerber, right-hand batter. Good hitting pitcher. Swings and hits a high drive down the left field corner. And also going over close to the stand. It is a home run. Now we have 22 back, and it is a 3-1 ball game. Sonny, a left-hand batter, swings low inside, ball one. One out, two back singles, that's 50 is 1-2, hitting 285. 3-1, third to Chicago. Gerber just hitting the home run. Flatters in for strike. Ball is hit high and well back in the lower left field seat. Wynn deals and there's a foul ball into left field. Manosso coming on and makes the catch. He hesitated and came on a second time. Now to McDougal, who is 1-4-2. If Wynn had been named as the starting pitcher, Gill wouldn't be in the ballgame. Tingle was going, had it been Wynn to start rather than Pierce, Tingle was going to play Barry at third, two back at short, and Lopez at left field. Gill takes a strike. I know I was in a Yankee dugout at about an hour before game time, and they had two different cards up there, and I said to Skipper, I said, which one is it? And he said, you tell me. I said, tell you what, he said, tell me who's starting, I'll tell you which batting order. Back one pitch, foul back, strike two. So, Casey was hurt over a long period of time about this matter of Pierce or Wynn. Change of pace, I had that. That was a knuckleball. Ball one. Well, Gilbert home run, brightened up things here for this big crowd. Curve on the outside, ball two. The Yankees have got their work cut out for them in capital letters. The White White Sox tonight and again tomorrow. And then they've got six games in less than 2.5 days. Why not doubleheader Friday, doubleheader Saturday, doubleheader Sunday? Sure, just outside 3-2. Because of rain early in the year, it has to be a point out of a Cleveland 6 o'clock Friday night, a doubleheader Saturday 2 o'clock, then a scheduled doubleheader with Detroit Sunday at 2. The 2-2 pitch to McDougal from Wynn is swung on, bounced down to Fox's second. It was up with it, time to spare, makes the throw to Stevens, and McDougal is out. So, the home run by Gervin, and at the end of 5 innings, it is 3-5-0, fourth struggle, 1-3-2 for New York. Gervin gets a hand as he walks to the mound. Wonderful crowd here this evening. You see this big ball game between two of the big ball clubs. And let's pause now for station identification.
This is Quality Modern, WOKO 1460 on your dial in Albany, New York. The correct time is 4 minutes and 30 seconds before 10 o'clock.
Down the other games at the end of 5 innings, the Red Sox 2 and the Indians nothing. At the end of 7.5 innings, to keep things really tight, it is Baltimore 2 and Detroit 1. Pappas is pitching this one to Baltimore. In the 7 innings, Washington 2, Kansas City 1. Killebrew hit a home run in the 6th with one on to straighten his ball club out. In the 3 innings, National League, St. Louis 2, Philadelphia nothing. This afternoon, the first place Pirates picked up a win at Chicago, 8-3. The other two games are on the court. Now we've got this person right here at the stadium, Gene Cleary, who singled a deep shot in the first inning, knocked in the first run, and when Boya threw wild into the dirty first, that led in the second run, and set free the position he scored as the third run. Chicago's run making at the very beginning. They lead 3-1. Here's 1-2. Things that occur from Gerber, doesn't get it. He's hitting 281. He has been a big help. They got him, you remember, during the winter in a sizable transaction with Philadelphia. His past winter was the first time in the history of the majors that for a period of time he could have deals between the two leagues without waivers. Fastball low, ball one. One ball, one strike. Gerber, that's for another sign. Delivers. A change of pitch there, it down to short. There is Boy up. There's the throw over the first of Scowen in time. And plays it out. One up, one away. Ray Smith, single to knock in a third run in the first inning. You leading the league right now. Got on through an error by Richardson in the third. Batting 327. The high average. They had an amazing comeback after an indifferent year last season. Takes a good throw inside, ball one. Al is healthy over his foot trouble. As a foul ball in the upper stand, deep back at first. 1-1. Got a lot of stiff breeze now. It's picked up in the late inning. It is coming in from behind left field and going toward right. Going from third base to first base. One ball, one strike. but the Levine daycare pitches over the outside for a call second strike. Mind you. And it comes down 1-2 again into the dirt. And it kicks off of Howard's right shin guard. 4-2. Nobody on. With one out. Three to one. Favor Chicago. Gerber pitching and hitting the home run for the one Yankee tally off win. Griff pitched all the way. Pierce got to the mound at the start of the game, but never faced the hitter. Two pitch, swung on to the ground ball, hit past three to third. Now, dig it up with it, snaps the third of Scarron, and Pitty is up. He ups it out. The batter is Sean Lawler, who's off the two. Time is Steven, hitting 265. Deals, and it's a change of pace high inside. Ball one. G-R-B-A. You're wondering about the spelling. Good. Lawler hits a high fly ball straight out the middle. Now Mickey comes in two, three steps, four steps. He has it. He had it dug all the way. Nothing across. Top of the six. The Yankees behind coming in. And 5.5, it is Chicago 3 and New York 1.
Yeah. Guten Tag, Herr Atlantic Dealer. You can fix mein Automobil, ja?
What's the trouble?
Ach, der Engine ist ein Klinker.
Klinker?
Ja, es bin gespluttering all über der Autobahn.
Spluttering, huh? That sounds like a dirty carburetor. We can fix that right here with Atlantic Imperial gasoline.
Imperial?
That's right. Atlantic Imperial actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Wunderbar. Give me, please, 50 liters.
Please? Well, Atlantic Imperial is sold in gallons.
Was ist ein Gallon?
Well, a gallon, a gallon is 4 quarts.
Was ist ein Quart?
Well, a quart is... So maybe I should fill it up, huh?
Ja, that's it. Mach gefunden mit Imperial. Das ist gut. Ach, der Engine sounds good. Der Atlantic Imperial ist der cleaning der Carburetor. Atlantic ist der Car und der Gold.
Big one, favorite Chicago. Wind pitching, Lawler catching. Freeland at first base, Fox is at second after he's short. Freeze is third. Minoso in left field, Landis is in center, and the right fielder is Smith. Yogi has failed to get one safe tonight. He's 0 for 2, and is hitting exactly 300. There he is, Smitty Figure, left-hand batter, playing at number 8. Outfield deep, round toward right. Wind double pumps. The bulky right-handed delivers, and it's a curve in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Wind rocky. Deal. A fastball that is popped up. First baseman Seavers is coming halfway over to the mound. Makes the catch. And Vera pops up to the first baseman. Now we have Mato, who has been walked each of the two times. He looks at his total bases on balls to 84. This is a very
valuable contribution to the club. That's one of the reasons that Mickey has scored more runs than any other big leaguer this year. He's on that so quickly. 3275. Strike. Got it over the inside. That high. The bulletin on the scoreboard shows that Fox leads the American League in triples with 10. Well, he got his 10th as the first hit of this ball game in the opening inning. Of course, Chicago will be put down. They came up with that 3-run. Wind delivers, and it's a fastball high outside, 1-1. Ball and strike. Down over the outside. All right, 1-2. In double pump. Delivers. Strike three. Threw it over the inside. And Malice, surprised, walks away. That is 6 strikeouts for Wynn tonight. Boy, he has made a lot of them walk that plank back to the dugout. That is 2,114 men he struck out in the American League. And that boy is stacking a lot of lumber. Well, here's the move, who is 0-2 against Wynn. The right-hand batter picks the fastball high and inside, ball one. Down hitting at 310. Delivers a curve swung on box to third. Freezes up with it. He throws over to first base. The Cheetahs in time, and the Yankees go down and over. In the sixth inning, 3 runs, 5 hits, and no errors for Chicago. 1 run, 3 hits, and 2 errors for New York. Gerber is pitching and hitting. He's accounted for the Yankee tally with his first major league home run. Goes out to the mound to face Landis. Then Wynn. And then Aparicio.
Well, now let's see what goes here in inning 7. It is 3-1 in favor of the White Sox. In the 18 meetings between these two set of contestants, the Yankees lead in the season series 10-8. Chicago in for its last game at the stadium tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Don't miss it. Don't let that one get away from you. Landis swings at the first pitch. It's a high foul. Deep back of first. Cowan is over close to the stand. Leans in, and he can't hold it. Goes off the end of the glove. No error, of course. Strike one. Landis is built like a greyhound. Lean, and he can run like one. Some reason, which he himself can't understand. He never hits much the first part of the season and always hits very well the last part. He's moving up. Went into the ball game at 2:45. Otto shades him and to left. Bunt. Let's see. Gerber up close to first. Not in time for a wild throw. But it bounces off the center where Richardson gets it on the ricochet. And it is just a bunt single for Landis, who has no opportunity to advance further. He laid it in beautifully, and he is on, opening up the seventh inning. Bunt single up the third baseline. This is hit number 6 for Chicago. This gets Wynn up, gets a big hand. He's been some pitcher for many years in this league. Early
sacrificed and got Landis over to second. And when they threw too late at second, Wynn reached first base safely in the second inning. Then he was thrown out by Richardson in the fourth, so he's 0-for-1 tonight. The Yankees, of course, in this setup, have to play him for a bunt. He bunts. He takes it and has to throw down to second, and Landis is out. Howard, 2-for you. So Howard has thrown out three. Aparicio, Fox, and now Landis. So Landis is out on his attempted steal. Wynn was going to bunt, then drew the bat back, and it is ball one. The pitch was low. So Howard has thrown three out of three. This also means that Gerber has gotten rid of that ball in a hurry and given the catcher an opportunity to make the throw. Still have one out, nobody on. Wynn takes then at the strike. Of course, he's set to swing now. The batter earlier is hitting a little above 200. He is 12 for 57. Knocked in seven runs. He has a home run this year. 3-1 Chicago. Wynn steps out. Now he's in. We'll watch for that final score from Baltimore for you. The curve in for call strike two. Detroit has come to bat at Baltimore in the ninth inning behind 3-1. And Pappas has been going all the way for Baltimore. Pitch outside, ball two. 2-2. These pre-attempted steals, which have all been nullified, you have got to give both Gerber and Howard credit. If the pitcher doesn't get that ball into the catcher is dead. He doesn't have a chance. So Gerber didn't allow any of these three fellas to get the big jump. And then Howard shot them down. There's a foul tip. 2-2. Wynn, hitting left-handed, let us remind you, is a switch hitter. Turn two. Two balls, two strikes. Wynn swinging late, fouls it off. Now it is hanging. One down, nobody on. Tip. Went after a curveball. Two and two. In the White Sox last game at the stadium tomorrow at 2 o'clock, it'll be score against Detmar. Score fits the shutout this last time. All right, 2-2. Wynn swings, hits the ball down the left field line, and it is foul. Into the lower stands where they butt the foul line down in the corner. All right, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Chicago leading, 3-1. The White Sox got their runs in the first inning. Triple by Fox. A walk to Stevers. Short wild pitch. There were two down. An infield single by Fries with a throwing error on it. And then a single by Smith. Low, ball three. The one Yankee tally was in the last of the fifth, a home run by pitcher Gerber. His first major league round tripper. Gerber, no hurry. Fields. Wynn, swinging at a high fastball, fouls it into the dirt. I think it got part of Howard's meat hand. Right, 2-2. Still the count. The last ball that was fouled is examined by third umpire Barry and discarded. Gerber popping. Pitches low inside, ball four, and Wynn walk. This is the third walk given up by Eli. Wynn, now that the evening has gotten later and cooler and the breeze has come up stronger, puts on a light jacket as he walks down to first. Take his fan with one away. And here's Aparicio, who is 1-for-2. He got on with a single in the fourth and then tried to steal on the first pitch, and Howard threw him out. Gerber lost no time in making his pitch. You know, most steals are on pitches. And yet the catcher gets the bulk of the blame. But until the catcher gets the ball, he can't throw it. Never seen one that could. I've seen pretty good ones. If it's low outside, ball one. I know that folks are still talking about the fact that Pepper Martin stole everything but the fillings in Mickey Cochran's teeth in that Philadelphia-St. Louis World Series. But Martin stole on those athletic pitches. Aparicio swings, hits the ball into right field. Lines out, base hit. Wynn holds up, fast second. Bella retrieves, throws in. Bella playing right field. Maris is still hurt from those ribs. So the Sox now have met at first and second. Second hit for Aparicio. And one thing, though, he can't do any stealing with Wynn on ahead of him. And here is Nelson Fox, who is 2-for-3 tonight. A triple in the three-run first inning for Chicago, and then a single in the fifth. Wilhelm has relieved Pappas in the top of the ninth. We don't know what Detroit is doing, but we know that Pappas is out of there and Wilhelm is in. Detroit went to bat in the ninth inning behind 3-1. The Chicago is leading 3-1 here in the seventh, men at first and second. Foxy leaning into the plate. There they throw back to second base, and Wynn is safe. Boyer, the shortstop who came out and took the throw, claims that he had him. Gerber went back to add to the protest to umpire Stewart. Single comes about 10 feet in front of the Yankee dugout, but he doesn't go any further to the field. Wynn is declared safe. Now the players go back to their position, and Casey goes slowly, succulently, back to the Yankee bench. These are big ball games, especially for the Yankees, who are at the moment in first, but they're in, and should be saying, in battle position, being run at by both Chicago, who's in town, and by Baltimore. And, of course, these six games this weekend are hanging heavy over the Yankee head. That's an awful load of work. All right, Gerber ready, Fox at the plate. The pitch is high inside, a slider, ball one. And Gerber is mad now about the call on that. He turns his back on the plate and won't take the ball from Howard. And finally turns around. We have the attendance figures. We have a crowd of 44,417, including servicemen, guests of the Yankees. And the paid is 43,275. 43,275 paid. Fine crowd. Okay, the ball one pitch to Fox. It swung on a ground ball foul outside first base, and it is now 1-1. One ball, one strike. At home paid attendance is 1,167,304. Payne checks the run at second, pitches, and Puck swings in as a sharp foul ball in back of the first base coach, Don Guthrie. Strike two. One and two. One ball, two strikes. Hitmar goes for the Yankees tomorrow afternoon. He's been hot lately. And it will be Herb Score for Chicago. Lopez said it would be either Pierce to win tonight, and if Pierce pitched tonight, win or score tomorrow. So, with Pierce having a bad muscle in the hip, and win pitching tonight, that means score tomorrow, I would say. 3-1 Chicago. Kevin delivers. Puck swings at the ground ball. Wide to first. Darn up for the goes to second base. He throws. That's away. Here's Wynn coming in to score. And Aparicio goes down to third. And Puck goes to second. The throw partially hits Aparicio as he slid in. And this is a tough call for the scorer. Darn is charged with an arrow on his throw. So it is now 4-1 in favor of Chicago. You score Fox as they field of shorts and reaching second on the Mucizara. Aparicio goes to third on Scarron's throwing error. And Wynn comes on home. This is the third Yankee error tonight. Runners at second and third, and the hitter is Stevers, who is also for Stevers with a sacrifice fly. That's his 79th RBI. No way to stop Aparicio. All right, 5-1, Chicago. And the hitter is Minoso, who is 0-3. Fox is second. We have two men out. And Wes Stock has gone in as the third pitcher in the ninth inning down there at Baltimore. Minoso crowding over the plate. Time is called as many steps out. Gerber fits anyhow, not seeing the time was called, so it is no pitch. The scoreboard bulletin pitching tomorrow. Yankees on Hitmar. Chicago, Herb Score. Chicago's last time in, so don't miss it. Deals a curve outside, and it is ball one. Minoso hitting 306. He's been the leading White Sox hitter against the Yankees this year. The 18 games played before this one. Off with the Yankees 110. 5-1 Chicago. Curve low outside, and it is ball two. Howard reached across his body, made a nice backhand pickup. Slim one. No strikes. Curve is low, and also checks the swing. Ball three. 3-0. Gerber takes off his cap. Now he's got his cap on. He's on the rubber, taking the sign. Fox. Two outs, runners to travel, leads to second base. Minoso, let's see, He could not check his swing on a low outside curve, and many thought that he had, and it was ball four. Dropped his bat inside the first base, and Johnny Barrett says, no, come back here and hit. All right, 3-1. 2 runs in here in the seventh to add to the 3 in the first. 5-1 Chicago. If they can hold any part of it, they'll only be a half a game back in New York, which will make tomorrow's game an even bigger and more bitter one. One pitch. Swung on a high pop fly out in the short center field. Mantle is coming in under it. Makes the catch, and that is a third out. So we have 2 runs. We'll check with the score to see how many are in. 2 runs on 2 hits. There was an error. And the score at the end are 6.5 innings. Chicago 5 and New York 1.
You know, for many men, a good pipe is one of life's big pleasures. But as every pipe smoker knows, deposits that form in the bowl have to be removed from time to time for a pipe to draw as it should. Well, now this is also true of the carburetor in your car. Deposits form on the inside walls under normal driving conditions. For best results, these deposits must be removed. Removing them can be a tough job even for an experienced mechanic, but today, it's really very easy when you drive with Atlantic Imperial gasoline. You see, Atlantic Imperial is specially designed to clean your carburetor while you drive. As it flows through the carburetor, it gradually dissolves and removes hard deposits and washes them harmlessly away. Then, Atlantic Imperial's protective action keeps them from forming again. Today, more and more people are using Atlantic Imperial in their cars. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
He's gone 0-2 against Wynn. The big right-hander with a 5-1 lead pumps, delivers a curveball over for a called strike. Nothing in one. Detroit got 2 runs in the top of the ninth at Baltimore to tie it 3-3. Fastball high outside, 1-1. So the Orioles are at bat in the last half of the ninth inning in a 3-3 ball game. The Tigers have won their last 6. They've suddenly gotten hot. They'll be here at the stadium for a doubleheader Sunday. Joe Gordon, bring him in. Last time he was here, he was managing Cleveland, remember? Howard swings at the high drive to deep right center. Landis going way out there and makes the catch. Well, he ran him out. He can go get him, and this is a ballpark. He's got plenty of room. Howard hit that ball to deep right center field. Anderson brought up against the wall to catch it. That is the fielding play of the night. Now we have Boyer, who is 0-2. And both times, the old boy has struck him out. Wynn tonight has become the ninth high man in total strikeouts in the history of Major League pitchers. He passed Eddie Plank's total tonight. Moyer has a hitting string of the last 6 on the line. Fastball low outside, ball 1. Went into the ball game at 260. The curve as a trickle ball down the short. Aparicio up, throws, and Stevers makes the stretch to bring it in for the out. With a fine play on both ends, both the shortstop and the first baseman. Boyer's out. We had 2 gone last of the 7. And here is Hector Lopez coming up to hit for Bobby Richardson. He is Major League pitcher. He passed Eddie Plank's total tonight. of the last six on the line. Fastball low outside, ball one. Boyer went into the ball game at 260. As a trickle ball down to short, Aparicio up, throws, and Stevens makes the stretch to bring it in for the out. It was a fine play on both ends, both the shortstop and the first baseman. Boyer's out. We have two long lads to the seven. And here is Hector Lopez coming up to hit for Bobby Richardson. Dangle behind 5-1 going to the bench. Straight away on Lopez, hitting 279. Gwynn pitches high outside, ball one. Had Lopez announced that Gwynn would have been the starter, Stengel was going to start Lopez in left. Right-handed delivers, the curve swung on, it's hit off the end of the bat, up to first base. Gwynn is up with it, close to first, in time, when the Seaver Lopez is out. So, the Yankees go down, but it took two fine fielding plays to do it. And the score at the end of seven innings remains Chicago 5, New York 1.
Today, more and more people are using Atlantic Imperial in their cars. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. Here's Phil Rizzuto.
Hey, Red. Take a look at the scoreboard first in the American League. Cleveland and the Red Sox tied 2-2, playing the bottom of the eighth inning. Grant against Sullivan. Vic Wirtz, Holman in the fourth for the Red Sox. Detroit came up with two in the top of the ninth, tied the Baltimore Orioles 3-3 with the Orioles batting in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Tigers have a six-game winning streak going. Fisher and Stock are the pitchers. Washington defeated Kansas City 3-1. Kralik all the way the winner, Hall the loser. Killebrew and Batoya home it. Killebrew's with a man on. Senators still hitting those home runs. In the National League, Cardinals 2, the Phillies nothing at the end of 5.5. Conley against Sadecki. Walt Morin home in the sixth with one on for St. Louis. Pittsburgh beat Chicago this afternoon 8-3. Haddock's the winner, Ellsworth the loser. Cincinnati at San Francisco, Milwaukee at last Los Angeles have not started. For the Yankees, Hector Lopez moves to left field. Cletus Boyer moves to third base. Tony Kubek to shortstop. And Gil McDougall to second base. Gowron remains at first, Mantlin center, Barra in right, and Howard behind the plate. Eli Gerber is out on the mound for the Yankees. And he'll be pitching to Gene Freeze, Al Smith, and Sherman Lawler here in the top of the eighth with the White Sox leading 5-1. Singled, was thrown out, attempting the bunt, and bounced to the shortstop. He's driven in one run and scored a run. Here's Gerber's first pitch to Freeze. The curve is fouled back on the screen, strike one. Freeze tried to punch that ball to right field. White Sox scored three in the first and two in the seventh. Yankees scored their one run in the fifth inning, a home run by Eli Gerber. I don't know what that hit is. That. And Eddie Follett, the White Sox trainer, and Al Lopez are coming out to the mound. I believe it hit his bat. Kicked all the way back into the mezzanine. Two strikes on Gene Freeze. Man, that ball was close. A high, tight fastball. Freeze just did get out of the way. And the way he went down, you couldn't be sure whether it hit his bat or his helmet. But it's nothing in two to count now on Gene Freeze. Dean taking plenty of time to get his breath back. Even though the pitch is close, the hitter always gets a little bit jumpy. You can almost feel the ball hitting you. Gerber's fastball is tailing in towards the right-hand hitter tonight. He's really firing that ball. A couple of tough breaks or White Sox would not have scored on him at all. All right, Gerber with a short windup. Curve is swung and a missed strike three. Freeze went after a high curve ball. Four strikeouts for Eli Gerber on the night. Brings up Al Smith, who singled, reached on an error, and bounced to third base. Smitty leads the American League in batting. Came into the game batting .326. Still batting .326 after 1-for-3. The pitch by Gerber is hit deep to left field. Going way back is Lopez, and did he get it? He fell down and he made the catch. A beautiful play by Hector Lopez. Hector Lopez went back as far as he could, reached up, and just as he caught the ball, he fell to the ground right against the 402-foot sign. By Lopez. That ball was not hit too high and it was hit right on the nose. Hector dusting himself off. Man, that would have been at least a triple and possibly an inside the park homer. That's two out here. Sherman Lawler. Lawler is 0-for-3. Bounce to short, fly to left, fly to center. 5-1, the White Sox lead here in the top of the eighth inning. Pitch to Lawler is high inside, ball one. You couldn't tell for a second whether Lopez held onto that ball or not. He went down to the ground. Two out, nobody on. 1-0 pitch is a strike call. Baltimore failed to score in the bottom of the ninth. They're going into extra innings down in Baltimore. Score tied 3-3. Here's a 1-1 delivery. Low curve, low outside. 2-1 the count. Jim Landis on deck. Fastball hit on the ground to third. Boy is up with them. One hop. They throw to Scarron in time for the out. And Gerber sets the White Sox down 1-2-3 in the top of the eighth, nothing across. The score at the end of 7.5 innings, Chicago 5, New York 1.
The applause is for Hector Lopez as he comes into the Yankee dugout. Say, is your car been holding back on you, performing with less than its usual power? Well, your trouble could be a dirty carburetor, something that can happen to any car. And that's one reason why you should be driving with Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive. You see, as Atlantic Imperial flows through the carburetor, it loosens, dissolves, and gradually washes away carburetor deposits that can cause loss of power, frequent stalling, and gasoline waste. What's more, Atlantic Imperial's protective action keeps these deposits from forming again. Today, more and more people are using Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
In the bottom of the eighth inning, early win will be facing Bob Serve, who is coming up to bat for Eli Gerber. Gerber has accounted for the only Yankee run of the night, a home run in the fifth inning. It was Gerber's first major league home run. But Casey going to the bench as Bob served, batting 239, 8 doubles, 2 triples, 12 homers, and 31 runs batted in. Yankees trailing 5-1. Remember, this game is being played under protest by manager Casey Stengel of the Yankees. Eli Gerber pitched a fine ball game. Gave up 7 hits, walked 3, struck out 4, allowed 5 runs. Only 2 of them earned. Here's the pitch to serve. It's a strike on the outside corner. Went into that big slow windup. Curve outside this time, 1-1. On deck, Tony Kubek. Wynn has allowed just 3 base hits in 7 innings. Single by McDougal, a single by Kubek, and a homer by Boyer. Rather by Gerber. There's a fly ball to short center field. Landis is coming in under it and makes the catch. Landis made a fine running play on Elston Howard in the 7th inning. Tony Kubek flying to center, single right, and flying to left. One out, nobody on. Gil McDougal on deck. Pitch to Tony is a curve on the inside corner. Strike one called. Ready again. Fastball pops to left field. Vinny Minoso moving under it, pounding the glove. He's got it. That's 2 away. Since Gerber hit the home run in the 5th inning, early win has retired 2, 5, 8, 10 men in a row. Here's Gil McDougal. Single fly to center, bounce to second. 2 out, nobody on deck, Yogi Berra. Pitch to Gil.
Well, in time, a beautiful play by Aparicio. I didn't think he had a chance to get McDougal. The ball was not hit hard and deep in the hole. He's got that strong arm, just didn't hit Gil. So Wynn sets the Yankees down in order for the 3rd consecutive inning. Nothing across, the score at the end of 8 full innings. The White Sox 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. The Yankees 1 run, 3 hits, and 3 errors. Quickly on the scoreboard at the end of 8.5 innings, Cleveland 2 and the Red Sox 2. At the end of 9 full innings, Detroit 3 and Baltimore 3. Washington defeated Kansas City 3-1. In the National League, Cardinals 4, Phillies nothing at the end of 6.5. Pittsburgh beat the Cubs this afternoon 8-3. And Cincinnati at San Francisco, Milwaukee at Los Angeles has not started. Jim Coates is coming in from the bullpen. Eli Gerber pitched 8 innings, allowing 7 hits, walked 3, struck out 4, and allowed 5 runs, 2 of them earned. And also homered for the Yankees' only run of the ball game. Jim Coates, 6'4", 195 pounds from Village, Virginia, making his 24th appearance of the year. Jim has won 9 and lost 3. This is his 5th consecutive relief appearance. He last started on August the 3rd against Detroit. He relieved down in Washington. Walked the first 2 men he faced, and Casey took him out for another pitcher. Coates will be pitching to the bottom 2 in the White Sox lineup, Landis and Wynn, and then Louis Aparicio. The Yankees play the White Sox tomorrow afternoon, and another mighty important ball game. White Sox are just 1.5 games behind New York, as is Baltimore. And after an off day on Thursday, the Yankees play a twi-night doubleheader. on Friday night against the Cleveland Indians. On Saturday, another doubleheader with the Indians, and Saturday will be Bill Skowron Day here at the stadium. Bill will be honored between games of the doubleheader with Cleveland. And on Sunday, the third consecutive doubleheader the Yankees will have played, this one with the Detroit Tigers. Landis, who walked, struck out, and beat out a bunt, is leading off. Ellie Howard, by the way, has thrown out three of the real fast runners on the White Sox club. He threw out Louis Aparicio in the fourth inning, attempting to steal. He got Jim Landis in the seventh inning. And he got Nellie Fox in the fifth inning. Landis, a right-hand batter with an open stance, facing Jim Coates. Here's the windup. Pitch to Landis. He's a foul back on the screen, strike one. Cleveland and Boston are going in extra innings, 2-2 at the end of nine. Fastball hit on the ground, back to Coates, one-handed. Fires to Skowron, and it's one away. And here comes Early Wynn, and he'll get a fine round of applause. Tips his catch, comes in, he sacrificed, bounced to second and walked. He scored once tonight, 0-for-1. Batting left-handed against Jim Coates. He's a switch hitter. First pitch by Big Jim is a strike call, a fastball just above the knees. Yankees will have Berra, Mantle, and Skowron facing Early Wynn in the bottom of the ninth inning. One strike pitch is a curve foul back on the screen, strike two. Nothing in two on Wynn, one out, nobody on. 5-1 the White Sox lead. We're in the top of the ninth inning. Fastball is high, ball one. One ball, two strike delivery. Slow curve, foul to the left of third base. Frank Umont almost went down the field that ball and thought better of it, let it kick out to left field. Now he runs out and picks it up. Coming a little too fast for Frank. All right, Coach, ready again. Here's the windup. His pitch is fouled again off third base. And Umont again lets it roll by him. Picked up by Tony Kubek this time. Again, the one ball, two strike pitch. And that ball went in back of Wynn's head, and he's starting to walk out to the mound. And Don Gutteridge and the umpire are coming in to stop him. That ball went in back of Early Wynn's head, back to the screen on a fly. And boy, Wynn is hot, I want to tell you. The count is 2-2. And Earl Torgerson comes out there. Man, he's a battler, I'll tell you. The Yankee players, Kubek and Skowron, standing outside, protecting Jim Coates out on the mound in case anybody gets through. And Frank Umont is leading Torgerson back to the dugout. Early Wynn standing at the plate. He is mad. Al Lopez, the skipper of the White Sox, arguing with plate umpire Charlie Berry. And we almost had a near rhubarb that time. Coates threw one right in back of Wynn's head. Wynn's helmet came off as he ducked out of the way. Now we're getting order restored here a little bit Meanwhile, Lopez is still talking with Charlie Berry, and he wants to talk with Early Wynn to settle him down a little bit. Lopez pats Early Wynn on the arm. 2-2 the count, one out, nobody on. 5-1, the White Sox lead here at the top of the ninth. Coach does not have a baseball out on the mound. Now Charlie Berry flips him one out there. The Tigers fail to score on the top of the 10th inning, so Baltimore's batting in the bottom of the 10th with a chance to win the ball game. 3-3 the score. Here is Chicago 5, New York 1. All right, ready for the 2-2 pitch. Slow curve outside, ball 3-2. Pitch early win. Swings and misses, strike 3. Boy, that win is still mad. He's getting back in that dugout in a hurry. Here's Louis Aparicio, who bounced a short, sacrificed, beat out an infield single and single to right. Louis has scored one run. Thrown out attempting to steal his 38th base. He has 37 stolen bases. Two out, nobody on. Pitch to Louis is pop foul. That's out of play in the upper deck. Kicked down onto the screen and onto the playing field. Wind is really whipping up now. Sled blowing straight out towards right field. Coach into the windup. A one strike pitch is hit on the ground to second base. McDougal coming in fast up with a throw to Scar and in time to get Aparicio. So Coach sets him down. 1-2-3. Nothing across on the top of the ninth. The score at the end of 8.5 innings. Chicago 5 and the Yankees 1.
Manufacturer's specifications. And then he checks and services many other vital safety items. You can depend on your Atlantic dealer. He's the man that knows and cares about your car. So see him soon for an Atlantic Safety Service lubrication to keep your car on the go.
Pop the third, struck out, and pop the first base. Failed to score on the bottom of the 10th. They're going into the 11th inning down there. Score tied 3-3. All right, Yogi steps into the batter's box. Wynn goes into the windup. Ready for the first pitch to Yogi. Here it is. It's line to right field, a base hit. A single for Yogi. That's only the fourth hit off Wynn, and Wynn had retired 11 Yankees in a row. Here's Mickey Mantle, who walked twice and was called out on strike. 5-1, the White Sox lead here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Stretch by Wynn. Steve is not holding Yogi on. Pitch to Mantle is a ground ball to first. Steve is up with a step in the back. Throws to second.
He's out. Yogi did not slide, and he's called out. Yogi Berra did not slide into second base, and Seaver's throw was high, but Aparicio was able to put the tag on Yogi. Yogi sort of fell down when he got to second. That's two away. Seaver's picked it up, stepped on first, and fired down to second base. Two quick outs. Here's Bill Scarron. Popped to short, struck out, bounced to third. The pitch to the Moose is low outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes on Scarron. Pitch to the Moose is swung and a miss. Strike one, one and one. One delivery. Strike two. He tried to check his swing, couldn't hold it back. Two out, nobody on. 5-1 the White Sox lead here in the bottom of the ninth. The windup. The pitch is inside. 2-2. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Just outside, ball three, 3-2. Wynn thought he had the corner that time. Full count on Scarron. On deck is Elston Howard. The wind up by Wynn. The pitch. Outside, ball four. He lost them. The third walk given up by Early Wynn. Here's Elston Howard. Pop to the catcher, bounce to short, slide out deep to right center field. 2 men are out. Collins at first. The White Sox lead 5-1. Stretch by Wynn. The pitch to Howard is pop foul out of play in the upper deck. Strike one. Wynn set. Scarron with a big lead off first. Seaver's not holding him on. Pitch to Howard is fouled down the third base line. And Lala makes sure it stays foul. He hits it with his glove. A little slow roller. Howard was across first, now coming back to the box. Nothing in two on Ellie. Out and the Moose at first base. Stretch by Wynn. The pitch is pop foul back in the upper deck. Howard hanging in there. Wynn has not thrown nearly as many fastballs tonight as he usually does against the Yankees. Nothing in two to count on Howard. Here's a stretch. The pitch is hit to right field. Smith going back. He's under it. Makes the catch and the ball game is over. Well, the Yankees in the bottom of the ninth. No runs, one hit. No White Sox errors. One man left. The White Sox win it 5-1. And take the first game of this important two-game series. Charlie Maxwell, by the way, has just hit a home run in the 11th with one on, so Detroit leads Baltimore 5-3. Here are the totals in the ball game for the White Sox. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 5 men left. For the Yankees, 1 run, 4 hits, 3 errors, and 5 men left. The winning pitcher, Early Wynn, who has won 10 and lost 8. The loser is Eli Gerber, who has won 3 and lost 2. But Gerber pitched excellent ball, went 8 innings, giving up 7 hits, walked 3, struck out 4, allowed 5 runs, only 2 of them were earned. In the first inning, Fox triple, Seavers walked. After Minoso bounced out with 2 out, 3, he's hit a ball in the hole. Boya came up with it. His throw was not in time. It kicked off Gowron's glove for a hit and an error. Smith then singled up the middle to drive in Roy Seavers. The White Sox scored 3 runs in the first inning. They scored 2 more in the seventh inning on a bunt single by Landis. He was thrown out at second. Wynn walked. Aparicio singled to right. Fox bounced to first base, and Scourin's throw was wild when in the left field. Wynn scored. Aparicio went to third, and Seavers hit a sacrifice fly to left field. For the Yankees, they scored just 1 run, and that on a homer by Eli Gerber. Final.